Anybody else? No? First, let's connect with ourselves. For a few seconds, just feel the body and see if it's comfortable. And that's all we need to do. No more care than that. And then sort of looking inwardly and pulling all the senses inward. The hearing, the seeing, the tasting, the touching. Just very gently let it come in. Let's roll our attention downward to the region of the heart. You can picture brilliant light there, or just stay in the silence. These are what brings the strength to the aspirant, the serious aspirant, after freedom and peace. Do not identify after every little cloud, thinking that you're not shining. Go back and be who you are in the midst of breeze, cloud, rain, snow, even tornado. How to do that is to be still daily and to abandon care and luggage and stories in the realization there is a promise within you in the form of omnipresent that goes before you if you only relax and believe it and trust it. Nothing outside of you is as great, as unlimited, as unbounded as who you are. It's high time we come to believe it. It's high time we come to relax and give our back to it. This world of thoughts are a jungle. So very gently we come back home and we'll let everything be the way it is. Everything. As long as we don't carry our luggage. So, consciously as we go through our day, we refuse to mangle with the past and care for the future. Really, really is a waste of time. And it needs a discipline just to not go, just to stop and relax and release in that promise and the trust of that promise. Honestly, it's very simple. If we only believe it and apply it, see the fruits of it. Otherwise, it's just once a week meditation. It's a once a week meditation. It is not an art of living. What is an art of living? It's to realize that we are not the cloud, we are not the wind, but we are the sun that shines constantly without a break. This is how it is. It is not any other way. Fear not, you are divine. Fear not. Don't let the mind steal your peace. It's not even real. Just to stay in your state of being. It's splendid. It is beyond anybody's imagination. It's greater than the great. Truth, awareness, and bliss, be it. Do not look around and be curious about this world. It's temporary. Be curious of who you are and where your peace is. And it is within you. It's closer than your eyelid. That is the truth. Anytime you want, go home. Not us are alone because we have the most amazing home forever. Why worry for tomorrow and the next day? Stay cloudless. Stay bright. Stay as yourself. Just be still in yourself and know that you are divine. Thoughts have no power. The only power is that perfection of who you are. This is not a myth, this is the truth. If you don't believe me, practice and see it for yourself. We're not here in vain in the body. We're here to see our own capacity that is limitless. People come to my classes and they go as if nothing happened. What a pity. Every word I say is the truth of my own experience. Take it to heart. Use it. You are that. You are. You are free to eternity. Use it. What can I say that prove it to you except your own unfoldment? This is not an ordinary place, and these are not ordinary words.
Don't lie to yourself.